Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Transpose Podcast. I am the fabulous and incredible Robin Allura, and we are now... Oh, let me see. Let me calculate it up. I think we're now waist deep in the sidekick auditions. Waist deep seems about right. I think it's waist deep. Yeah, Tabby nipping at the ankles. That puts Sarah at the knees, which puts the next... contestant about my way. Whoa, okay, hang on here.
So I'm at the waist. Sweet.
So I have a very, very, very special contestant with us today, and I hope you all help her feel real, real welcome. I'm gonna be bluntly honest, I've been wanting her to be on this show since I met her. And for a lot of you, this is the first time you actually get to hear this individual. And I know that the people that are involved in this show are just so freaking excited, including my special guest co-host, the little elf herself, Gia David. Gia, how
yes,
the
ma'am.
Hell are you?
I am so awesome. I cannot stand myself. How are you?
I am freaking fabulous and incredible. Okay, that's bullshit. I'm not always fabulous and incredible.
Well, no comment on that.
No comment. Well, no, you've seen the nasty side.
No, because I'm gonna stay right here at the waist where I belong. Wait a minute, I'm waist? Oh, that has dual meanings.
That has a bunch of meanings, and I'm not even going to get into them, because some of them, when I realized after I said it, was like, whoa, that's a lie.
I got to keep telling myself I got to be good, because this is being recorded, and if y'all have been nosy in some of my tweets, I ain't right.
I'm going to be bluntly honest and say that there are a lot of people I have talked to that got some insider information, and they are excited about this episode. Very excited. Some very, very excited, and some very, very big names that I'm not going to say, but I'm going to say train conductors.
Tabby?
Tabby is, well, see, I didn't say it. You said it. Tabby is very excited.
I love Tabby.
I know. Tabby, we love you. By the way, dinosaur.
What a train wreck.
She is so going to just go, oh, I can't believe that you did that. Yes, I did that. So today, Gia.
Yes, ma'am. What are we talking about?
We are going to discuss a topic that we've kind of discussed on the show before, but it's a topic that I think... you have a lot more familiarity with than I do, because you're kind of a staple of this particular topic, and that would be trans Twitter.
For the record, everybody listening, I told her I did not want to know what the topic was. I wanted her to be surprised. And the reason why I do like that is because I want to be just as surprised at what comes out of my mouth as you are.
I'm always surprised at what comes out of your mouth. And we talk every day.
Oh, my God.
And you still surprise me every day. And I just love it.
I'm going to tell y'all a little secret about the little elf. I just caused myself great harm. Self-censorship is not my thing. It causes me pain when I try to do that. So I usually just quit. That little filter between your ears and your mouth, I should probably get one of those, but,
You do realize this is the Transpose Podcast, right?
Dumpster fire, right?
Dumpster fire. It don't matter.
Dude, I got permanent residence in this one, then.
But I thought we would talk about trans Twitter, and with Tabby recently, we talked about dissension within the community, right? We talked about how the community's kind of at odds with each other. But I thought you and I could talk about how something like trans Twitter is trying, while it does have some of that, it more feels like a community trying to build itself together and put itself together. And you've been doing Twitter and being part of trans Twitter long before I was, long before the Transpose podcast was a thing, long before AJ was running the Transpose podcast Twitter feed and actually doing good. And when I tell people old. I talk to Gia, they go, "Oh my God, I love her." Well, everybody loves Gia unless you've pissed her off. Then they don't love you.
Here it goes.
Well, I mean, you say it all the time. Warrior elf. Absolutely. I've witnessed it.
Hell, I've got it.
You have cut my ass down when I needed it. Thankfully, none of that's been on Twitter.
Self-censorship sucks.
So let's talk about it. I mean, let's talk about how the community, one of the things that you are kind of known for in most of your posts is, well, you're blunt, but you're also very uplifting. And I know I see a lot of people who are just kind of like
the tweets from today.
Yeah. You know, and some of the tweets from over the weekend and where someone is feeling down and they just, I don't know what to do. Like, Riley, I couldn't think of her name. Riley.
Oh yeah.
And Riley.
Sorry, Riley.
Oh, we love you. Was feeling very down. And in your own warrior way, you helped try to bring her back up. And I know that there's a lot of people who feel the same way I do. That's freaking awesome. It's awesome. I don't like to use this term, but I'm going to. It's awesome to watch you work. So, I mean, like, that community, the community coming together.
Be glad there's a character limit.
There is. Thank God.
I used to have and train horses for my own self and for clients. And what I've learned about horses also works with kids and adults is you can tell by listening to them and watching them for a second, they're into a pattern. And with a horse, you have to match that energy and go a little bit above. Otherwise, they don't know you. Well, the same thing happens with we were children, strong-willed adults. Did I say that backwards? But anyway, you have to get their attention first. Smack! And then you can bring it back down and reveal from there. Because now they're listening.
Right.
And so once you have their attention, then we have a dialogue. They start to open up because the other day I came across an individual who was really self-deprecating. And, well, that just flies all over me because we get enough negativity from people invading trans Twitter. And they're trying to make, I don't know, a notch on their belt or get their cred going by tearing down somebody else. And that's just wrong anywhere. And so the elf with attitude then comes out with a big ass attitude and it's on, Bubba. And I can't help it. It's what I do. And I've had some with just freaking lose it and said, "I want you dead." I go, "Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. We don't always get our way."
That's wonderful. That's a great way to deal with haters like that.
Yeah. It really depends on who you're talking to, how you deal with it. Sometimes it's just nice and quiet and
But I do see, a lot of times that, you know, when we see these posts of people within our community, they're down or they're, you know, even if it's not necessarily trans related, you know, like, I'm not going to give details, but I'm just going to say the thing I was really worried about that you know all about.
Yeah.
That we got the good news today that it wasn't that at all, and thank God. But, you know, when I'm down and I see posts that are that way where people are down, not necessarily on trans issues, it's not uncommon to see you. And I mean, there are others. I am just going, okay, yeah, here, Gia, you're so awesome. But it's not uncommon to see how trans Twitter comes together. And you are one of those that comes in going, hey, if you need to talk, I'm right here. Well, and that, well, I think is important.
That's one thing about our community that really helped me. And I'll give you a quick thing. I was so depressed. I was having suicidal ideation. And my wife picked it up and she said, you need to go get some therapy. Oh, my God. Well, I did. And that's when my egg cracked. And then it blew up. And so as soon as I came out, and all that entails, I needed to find someone somewhere that I could just talk to, learn more about what's going on with me, because I'm a hot mess. Well, that's two things. But God, I was hoping you would get that.
I got it.
But I had just stumbled across trans Twitter. And I want to tell you something. I was so overwhelmed by the love the sisters and brothers there helped me to learn what was going on. Now, everybody's past and their journeys are all different, but there are so many commonalities that can help you avoid some landmines or give you a lift up when you're down. And so what I'm trying to do is do that very same thing to the other youngins that have cracked and come out. And I'm only 2 months old.
Yeah. Yeah, you haven't been out long, have you?
No, but we're getting somewhere.
We're getting somewhere. That's the thing. You're getting somewhere. So I think, yeah, I mean, it's become, I think trans Twitter is, you know, the negative part aside and the people coming in from the outside to attack us, put all that noise away. When
right,
I look
right.
at the trans Twitter as a whole with how we welcome in both those who have transitioned long ago, and I don't mean long.
Those are our elders.
Yes, our elders. And those who are just now, they're still trying to figure it out.
Girl, you're talking to me.
And the way... Well, yeah. The way that we kind of come together, to me, social media as a whole should be like that. You know, all of it should be negative free, and we should all be, hey, it's okay. We are all the same. Even though we really aren't all the same, but you all know what I mean. And it's typical Robin Allura bullshit that nobody really understands what the hell I mean, and I don't even know what the hell I mean.
Actually, I got that, and I'm concerned now.
Okay.
See,
you should be. You understand me now. Oh, God.
Oh, shit. We expect outsiders to come in and try to derail us. They try to get us at odds with each other. And I have seen that happened before with sister, and I'm thinking like, I'm out, whoa, put that aside. But the positive side is what I want to focus on is if you want to see a community of supportive, loving people come out of the woodwork, you ever watch one of them old Tarzan movies where they drop a chicken in the river and then piranhas just go after it?
That's a really good analogy.
You let a sister, in her own clumsy little way, say something to the effect that she does not want to be here anymore, a suicidal tweet, and oh my God, here they come. I mean, she can't read them at all fast enough because here we all are, right there. And if she hit every DM that was offered to her, it would take her all day. That is the kind of thing that we need more of. We need more of our brothers and sisters who are struggling to come. They're not all assholes like me, okay? They're really great people.
You are not an asshole.
Whole ass, maybe?
I mean, sometimes, and I say this because I love you, but sometimes you're a pain in the ass, but still.
Okay. I have a really big heart.
You do.
I'm really compassionate, but I'm a first-class prick. Wouldn't need to.
I don't know about that. I know that when...
I know how you can adapt.
Because... because, like, you don't put... When I'm down, you don't put up with my bullshit at all. And this is, like, you and Tabby will not put up with my bullshit. AJ sometimes will be like, okay, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to sit over here, and the solution's going to... It's going to present itself, and it'll be okay. You and Tabby sometimes, you're just like, bitch, get off your ass. Stop feeling bad for yourself. You ain't doing nobody any good, so shut the fuck up, quit whining, and go do something. And usually I just go, oh, okay. I don't know if I'm supposed to feel better or worse. But at the same time, you won't let me slide into that, oh, poor me. I don't know. Nobody cares. It's like, bitch, everybody cares, so shut up.
That's a prime example right there of what I just said a while ago.
Exactly.
You get into this pattern, and the more people get to know you, they can see it coming before it happens. You know?
That's true.
I know. So Gia, being the badass that people claim she is, she often sees shit. She knows what happens before what happens. You catch all that?
I did. That was one of those Robin-level Palpatine mindfucks. No, it wasn't. Because now I think about the one I pulled on you, and I'm like, no, that wasn't even close.
That was actually pretty good.
I mean, you know.
It's not often that I am left without a response.
I get to say I've done that numerous times.
Yes, you have, bitch. Thanks.
That is like my crowning achievement on Twitter.
You need to come back.
I do need to come back, and I'm not gonna lie. I do miss a lot of the camaraderie, which is why we're talking about it today. And
there is.
And you know, yeah, I've kind of been quiet. I promote the podcast. I promote the Patreon, and just because, hey Tabby, Patreon motherfuckers.
That reminds me.
Oh,
if you're not on Patreon, you should consider joining Patreon and help support this podcast so that people like me don't have to put up with your shit about not having a job.
Oh my God. Bravo. Oh, yes. Oh, Tabitha, take note.
I went through a whole bottle of wine to come up with that one.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful. But no, I really don't get on there much anymore. And what's interesting is, you know, there are people that that do reach out to me. You know, I still, even though I don't get on Twitter every day and read, and you've done it, Tabby's done it, Robin Jane's done it. It's like, hey, did you see my tweet? Hey, did you see my tweet? Chipmunk does it all the time. Like, I'm supposed to follow her religiously. Oh no, sister texted. What am I supposed to do? No, I'm sorry, Chipmunk. I love you. I really
sit
do,
there,
sister.
Watch her type it.
I know. But no, I don't. I get people. I still keep in touch with the family. And we've talked about this, and this is another good point about trans Twitter. I've told this to Tabby, and I've told this to a few others, and I believe I told it to you at one point. That was, we have biological families. God, she's trying to break me, y'all. We have our families, you know, our biological families that we're born into. And sometimes when we transition, we keep those. Sometimes we don't. Twitter becomes kind of its own type of family.
Yes.
And when I say I keep up with the family, I'm not talking about Twitter. I talk about the people that I met through Twitter that are now my, as I've said it on the show numerous times, I've said it on Twitter, I've adopted. Gia's in that family. Cassandra. Tabby. Robin Jane. You know, these are members of my family, legit family. Chipmunk is my sister. You know, she used to introduce me when she would talk to other people as either her roommate or her friend. And since, I don't know, probably day three when we became sisters, it was, no, that's my sister. That's not my friend. That's my sister. I get mad when someone disrespects her. Why? You don't disrespect my sister.
Yeah.
You don't. And what's really cool is that has become Twitter has become a place where if you're alone because your family has disappeared, left you.
Yes,
I'm gonna use the A word, abandoned.
Yes.
You're not alone, and there is Twitter as a family, but you will develop relationships within that to having family, to having nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, cousins that you really didn't expect. There ain't a drop of blood between any of us, but I'll be damned if we are not a legit, real family. And as a certain individual, Allison, has pointed out by being in some of the Patreon Zoom meetings, we behave like a family.
Oh, yeah.
There's no mistake that Tabby's my niece. If you didn't know that, if you didn't know there was not a drop of blood between us, you wouldn't know that we were not family.
Yeah. I just listen to the episodes where she has been a guest host. Oh, yeah. She likes. I love that.
Oh, my God. She's adorable. Chipmunk's the same way. You know, it drives AJ nuts. We bicker like sisters. I on her like the older sister picking on the little sister. Sometimes she comes off as the annoying little sister. Do your big girl quotes. There you go. side note, I had somebody actually ask me where that comes from, where that saying comes from, where the do your big girl quotes.
I know this.
Where did it come from?
There was a guy in Germany. He had only one monocle.
Uh-huh.
And so he couldn't get him right. Which item am I going to look at? And some dude just got aggravated and just went like that. And he thought he got four of them.
No, that's not where that came from. But I mean, the saying, when I go, use your big girl quotes, So I paraphrased and stole a line from one of my favorite movies. It's not the best of the series, but Austin Powers and Goldmember.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I'm a huge Dr. Evil fan. I love Dr. Evil. And he's got Mini-Me, and he's doing his quotes about Preparation H. And Mini-Me falls asleep, and he drops Mini-Me, and then he goes, "Okay, Mini-Me, get up, do your air quotes like a big boy." And so I just modified it to the big girl air quotes. So,
I want to go back to the Preparation H thing.
On the whole, Preparation H feels really good to me. I caught what you did there. That's my favorite. I love those movies because of the pun and innuendo.
Oh yeah.
But back to trans Twitter. I mean, if you're alone, let's face it. There's a lot of times our biological families, for one reason or another, kind of turn their backs on us. It happens a lot. It doesn't always happen, but it does happen a lot. They're just not as supportive.
I've mentioned this on Twitter, and it never ceases to amaze me. And you see it on Twitter all the time. I mean, they just get left out or just kicked out, you know, at a young age. And it always amazes me is, like, when they're about to be born, they ask the parents, "What do you want? I mean, a boy or a girl?" And they say, "Well, we don't care. Just as long as it's happy and healthy, 10 finger toes, everything is fine." And they come out trans, and then all hell breaks loose. Well, wait a minute.
I thought you said you didn't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. But yeah, I see that all the time. But trans Twitter is such a welcoming community.
Amen.
That we can build new families. And there's another aspect I didn't realize about trans Twitter, and I don't really get into this part of it. But I just recently discovered this with Chipmunk, with Steph. And it's not just a place where you can meet friends or you can meet future family. There's a lot of people on trans Twitter who use it like a dating site, and it's quite humorous. You know, I think Sarah and I talked about it, about how you have the stereotype of one of the two trans people through trans Twitter get together. One's got the U-Haul, the other's got the house, and that's where how the relationship, and it happens all the time.
And it works.
And it works.
But I wanted to bring out another point too is, and it happened to me, but now see it everywhere, is if somebody is down and they're needing support, come here, because here you will find the strongest, toughest people on the planet. You got to be tough to be trans in this world. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we will come to you, and we will lift you up. We will answer all your questions, no matter if you think it's dumb or not. We will take you by the hand, and we will guide you. I clear my throat on there. And if we're all
professionals.
Bullshit. We'll go through all of that and help these youngins come up. But now, oh, damn it, I just lost it. She got me, y'all. She got me. I don't like you sometimes.
God, I love doing this. This is just the best. It really is. But you're right. We defend our own.
That's what it was. Some of us have been around a while, and we get these interlopers that pop into our world and want to start crap. They'll start dogging this person. Well, a lot of us can just have a little fun with that, and it's not no big deal. We put them in their place and move on. But some of them, they're not built that way. Altercations and stuff like that, that's just not in their DNA. And so some jerk like me will pick up the banner and say, yo, dude, you need to stick with me because she's way out of your league.
Uh-huh. I know.
That boosts her up big time, see?
Oh. Yeah, I remember you doing that for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Don't be picking on my girls, man.
No.
You don't even have to be one of my followers. If I see one of my girls getting picked on, I will jump in their ass. Because yep. I don't care.
No. And it's not cool. Yeah. It's one of those definitely not cool, Dave, kind of situations. Just because I really think that, you know, our community, we're so under siege from a lot of outside forces. And I think it's really cool because I see it. I watch you. I watch, I'm trying to think of some others who do it. Girl Draws Ghost. She does
it. Katie Montgomery.
Uh-huh. I see a lot of them that you're right. There's a bunch of us that, you know, we don't really defend ourselves. Now I do in a very passive aggressive kind of way. And I've actually had people go, that's just beautiful. And I'm like,
it was
not really,
that.
But okay. Thank you. And then I see the little elf and she's got her sword in one hand, a battle axe in another, and a hammer sticking through between her teeth, asking, who do I gut like a fish, and who's next?
Yeah, he caught me on a damn retaining water. My boobs hurt. Don't fuck with me.
But it's really neat that, you know, that's a cool aspect of it. Yeah, right now we're starting to see a little more dissension, but I think trans Twitter's going to get past it. I really do. I think the community's going to get past it when we all start telling ourselves, okay, this is not being caused by the community.
Yeah, and I've noticed this myself is, okay, we need to stick, ladies, gentlemen, and everyone in between.
Hey,
we need to stick to our community. Somebody keeps trying to drag in political affiliations or religious affiliations or shit that ain't got nothing to do with why we're here. We're here to learn, to support, have fun, because some of these girls are freaking funny. And some of them put out philosophical, like Jessica. Jasmine, she brings out these motivational things that get you to thinking and all.
Yeah.
To lift you up and everything. That's what this was all about. This is why we're here, to uplift, educate, support, to laugh, to cry, and don't be afraid to jump on here and say, y'all, I'm hurting and I have no idea why or what to do about it. And then somebody without fail will say, talk to me, hon.
Yep.
Maybe I can help.
Yep.
I may not have the answers, but I guarantee you I can find them.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're here for.
Yeah, this is exactly what we're here for. Hell, that's how I got half the family.
Damn. Me too. Oh, and you will get your fair share of crushes.
You will. You will get crushes. And I still,
that's a good
thing. When I find out I have somebody that I talk to and they go, oh, yeah, you didn't know, you know, I can talk to one person and someone come along and go, oh, you didn't know they actually crushing on you?
Mm-hmm.
Me? Really? I mean, thank you? I'm going to be blunt. I feel bad and I feel kind of dumb that I didn't notice it. I really do, because I like to be very much that you can't hide a whole hell of a lot from me. I see through people very easily. And
pick for yourself.
What? No, I'm going to leave our conversations out of it.
there's I get just busted.
You do. You get busted a lot. I'm sorry. I just. That's right. And I think it's really cool that you have that we can express those things. And we have this community where there are going to be crushes. There's going to be support. There's going to be love. There's going to be, you know, family defenders. Created.
You will find defenders if you're getting persecuted by some penis wrinkle that jumps in here. Oh, that was for AJ.
That's her new favorite insult, by the way. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So...
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite movie, too.
Oh, God. Oh, got your Maui
earrings yeah.
going. Yeah. See, yeah. And that's the cool thing is, like, Sarah and I talked about things we learned. And things we wish we knew. Well, Twitter can give us these lessons. Like, I didn't know things were going to be so emotional. I didn't have any idea that was going to happen. Had I spent a month on trans Twitter before ever getting any estrogen, I could have seen that shit coming a mile away and have been like, cool, I think I need to figure out how to deal with this shit. But but we learn from other people's experiences. And I think it's really cool. And I really think it's cool that we get to share, and this is how I get back to your Maui earrings, which nobody can see because this is an audio podcast, not a video podcast. I'm the only one that can see the video. But we get to share our interests.
Oh, yeah.
And we get to see that we're not just connected in a community because we're trans, but we're trans and we're nerds and we're Disney fans and we're jewelry fanatics and we're shopping addicts and chocoholics and in some cases like me, drunks. Looking at you, Tabby. Looking at you. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. You're not a drunk.
You made me this way.
I'm going to blame you for my drinking.
It works. It balances
out. It works. It balances out. You blame me for your drinking. I'll blame you for my drinking, even though we both know that's just total bullshit.
Oh, that's as good as excuse as any.
I know, right? I know, right?
You think I'm doing this shit sober? No. Actually, I am.
I wish I didn't do things sober.
Yes, somebody tell me if I had a good time, all right? Pictures, please.
Yes, yes. Just let me know later. Did I make an ass of myself? Oh, I did? Cool. Thanks.
You want to see?
Moving on, yeah.
When I was in the Army, that reminds me. He said, this dude walks up and said, you got any pictures of your girlfriend? I go, no, you want to buy some? He woke up an hour later. But back to the original topic at hand, there are so many talented ladies on here. I mean, woodworking, tapestries. Charlotte, she sews stuff, and she's supposed to be sewing me a She-Ra outfit with pockets because she keeps saying I keep losing my pants in my tweets.
Well, to be honest, I mean, there's a lot of them you don't have pants on.
There's a pattern.
There's a pattern.
I'm a switch.
A pattern. There you go. You know, it's fine. You're a switch. Whatever.
Yeah. You got to be ready for anything, you know?
See, that just gave me an apostrophe.
Whoa! Is that what they're calling that nowadays?
No, they're calling it epiphanies. The word was epiphany, little elf. Epiphany.
I did that on purpose, so.
I know, and I thought it was genius, honestly. I really did. After you explained it to me, I was like, oh.
Y'all going to have to go to my timeline to figure that one out.
Yeah, that's a deep dive right there. But trans Twitter is definitely, I think, a great community. And I think other social medias, like, you know, we talk about the different social media groups, programs, whatever, sources,
platforms,
and how they're different. You know, like there's Facebook, trans Facebook, Twitter, trans Twitter, Instagram. Well, that's just Instagram. Instagram is Instagram. There's also a creepagram, which I wasn't introduced to until I had met some of my photography buddies. And
I have never heard of that.
Yeah, thank God.
Don't go there.
Don't go there. It's akin to our chasers in the trans Twitter.
Okay.
But they're just way worse. And it's interesting to me that how trans Twitter is so different than, say, trans Facebook. I've heard some people say good things about trans groups on Facebook. Not many, but a few. Most of them are, you ask a question on trans Facebook, a lot of times they'll tear you down. You ask the same question on trans Twitter, you're going to get 50,000 positive answers.
Yeah.
And I think trans Twitter gives us all the perfect outlets to build a true community.
Yeah, and there's subs levels to this too. You have the main group where we all overall share fun and joy, and it's also kind of like a newsroom, you know, what's coming down the pike concerning trans issues and stuff like that. But what's cool is when you get a little group of friends that you have like interests with, have things in common that you click with, you guys can make your own little room and then come back to Maine to check in and see what's going on or irritate somebody like I do. Then go back to your room and with your girlfriends. And you can have the more one-on-one conversations, a little more privately.
Exactly. And it's definitely not just here's the timeline, but now with the way it works, and you know, I'm going to admit, I still don't know shit about it. And I think Chipmunk gave up on trying to teach me because I'm not a very good student. And I don't think anybody wants to hear, will you just shut up while they're trying to teach me something? But you got all these things where you can have these little subgroups and these little, I don't like the word, but it fits, clicks. So we're not just trans, and it's not just this big, long timeline, but we have these little groups. Here's trans artists, trans fishermen, trans artist fishermen. I don't know. I just put those two together. They don't really go together. If there is really a trans artist fisherman, I am so sorry for calling you out on blast.
hell, I want to see this.
I kind of do too now. You know? Trans veterans.
Oh,
can come together. You are definitely one. And
they do have their own little groups too.
Yeah. And but you're still part of the major community. And the cool thing is that community, we don't fracture off and now we're separate from the main. We still tried to help the main.
Exactly right. It's that's where it's like a tree. You have the main trunk where all the nutrients are coming up through, and it feeds everybody, and you learn, and you grow. And now we start getting our little rooms, not cliques, little associations that have like interest. Well, now we got a branch, and we're a beautiful tree with flowers and bird shit and stuff.
See, I like that better than cliques. We're branches, not cliques.
We're little branches.
We're branches
of the same tree.
Exactly.
And unlike my family, it does fork.
Yeah, okay. I got that. I'm not going to elaborate on it, but I got it.
I took a second, didn't it?
You did.
Please join us on Patreon.
Please join us on Patreon. Robin doesn't want to work. Have you seen the job market? I mean, it's awful.
Self-interested.
So, yeah, I think trans Twitter is probably one of the better, I think, communities to join. So if you're listening, you're not on trans Twitter, the hell are you waiting for? Come on. We're going to welcome you.
Yeah.
We're going to welcome you.
I'm there. If somebody's picking on you, I got your back.
Uh-huh.
If you have questions, there are no dumb questions. You don't have to feel shy. And now I've come across one that was that way earlier today. They were shy. They watched certain individuals for a long time before they would even say hi because they were so shy. And I guess they figured because they have such a small account that the people with the larger account just to blow them off. No, no, baby. No, no, no.
We all see you.
We see you. Oh, and I called out one on that today. Uh-huh. Yeah, baby, we see you. Duh.
Uh-huh.
Just say hi. Come on in.
Just say hi.
Come on in.
Just say hello. Especially to Gia because, you know, she's a watcher. She watches. Trust me. I know. She was watching.
I watched you for a long time.
You did. You did.
Does that make me... Oh, shit. Am I a chaser?
I'm going to say no.
For those of you who can't see, this is one gorgeous woman here.
Oh, stop that.
Oh,
bullshit.
Yeah. She will make your eyes bleed. She is so beautiful.
Now I definitely know you're full of shit. There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
No freaking way. No. No, 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 no. Dude, no. Nope.
Okay. That was too much, right?
That was I don't know about that, but I'm not going to agree with you. I mean, my ego needs it because, let's face it, I'm an egotist and a narcissist.
Okay. And, we'll just say she has some really cute dimples.
Oh, God damn. You would have to use that grenade, wouldn't you?
I love them. I love them. I love doing this because I can see your expressions.
I know. This is really cool.
And
So
join Patreon and you could see this once a month.
That's right, because I do the Patreon meetings. Because it's just me that does the Patreon meetings because, you know, we talk about my narcissism.
Yep.
Patreon is my narcissism. It's all about Robin.
Yep.
It really is.
I have never been there, so I feel kind of hypocritical, but I have enough of your shit through the week. Right?
That's true. Tabby probably feels the same way. She's like, why am I going to pay this much money to put up with your bullshit when I can just call you and put up with it?
Exactly. Okay, did we cover everything?
We got to it. So we need to get to our top five. And as we've done with every other contestant, I'm going to go with contestant. I was trying something different. It didn't work. Contestant in the sidekick auditions. This one was chosen by Miss Gia herself. So, Gia, what is our top five?
Our top five today is pet peeves.
Pet peeves. Oh, that's right, folks. Shit that makes us crazy. Now, Gia, you have listened to the show before, have you not?
Yes, I have.
So you know how this works, I hope.
That's why I'm in therapy.
You're welcome, by the way. So, Gia, what's your number five pet peeve?
When someone says, really? Well, after you have told them something? What dumb fuck, I just told you I... Really? I'm sorry, I said a bad word.
No, that's fine. We don't have bad words on here.
I'm a dumpster fire reject.
No. There are no rejects in the dumpster fire, baby. No, none whatsoever.
Your turn.
So, okay, yeah. You know I do that a lot. So now I know when I do that, you're going to be sitting there going, God, you're a freaking son of a...
Yeah.
My number five pet peeve is being late. I cannot be late. I cannot stand it. I get it. Clocks are all going to be just slightly different. No, I mean, and a variance of a few minutes is one thing. But if you say you're going to be somewhere at 2:30, your ass needs to be at that place at 2:30. I watched on Disney Plus Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Anthony Mackie's character had a saying that I really liked, and it really fits. His sister says something about, oh, don't worry, we're going to be on time. And he says, there's no such thing as on time. You're either early or you're late.
Exactly.
And that's how I do. If I go to the doctor's office, my appointment could be like at 9:30. I'm showing up at 9:15.
Exactly. Me too.
I just, and if I'm on my way to an appointment and I am late, even by like under 5 minutes, I am cursing and screaming and yelling into my dashboard about being late. So my number five is being late. So what's your number four?
And talking to traffic.
And talking to traffic, yeah. Number four, Gia, what you got?
Fine. When you know it's bullshit, they say, fine. You're in a relationship and your loved one says, fine. You know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. And I hate that because you know something's, some burr's under her saddle or his saddle, and you say what's wrong and they say, fine. What the fuck? And then you got to play guessing games to figure it out. You have to go around the mulberry bush 500 times to get to what was really bothering them. Fine.
Yeah. I can see that. I definitely see that.
I see it with you.
Yes, I do that to you all the time. Are you okay?
You
I'm fine. Bullshit. What's wrong? Well, I can't type it because I'm too busy crying. Sorry.
You want a copy of this?
Oh, God. So my number four is something I think I've talked about on this show called the whiny cheeseburger.
Oh.
And the whiny cheeseburger just irritates the fuck out of me. And what is the whiny cheeseburger? The whiny cheeseburger is you have somebody sitting at the McDonald's and they're crying, going, I'm fat and I can't lose any weight and I don't know why. And then they double fist cheeseburgers right down their throat.
Oh, my little elf come up with a good one. Said, your yoga. She said, your yoga pants. Your pants say yoga, but your ass is McDonald's.
Exactly. And I don't mean that's the only time. If you've got this situation where something is bringing you down and you cry and you cry and you cry about it, but you don't put forth any effort.
Do something to fix
to make it change, to get yourself out of that rut. I have done it. I have recognized I've done it.
Y'all, she's going to the gym now and looking hot.
Well, let's not go that far again. I've tried to help my sister through it. We've all done it. I've had one of my brothers. My brother does it, and I'm just like, the fuck is wrong with you?
My son does it,
and it's just one of those things that just irritates the holy hell out of me. If something is not positive in your life, or something gives you that kind of stress to the point where you're breaking into tears, make a change. You can make a change. There's always a way.
And if you cannot do it yourself, go to Trans Twitter. They'll find people to help you.
Absolutely.
Guide you. Motivate you. Yes.
Absolutely.
They call you a dumb, lazy bitch when you won't get off the fucking couch. But just me, because that's how I maintain this body, you see.
Powered by pizza.
No, that was not me.
Oh.
Whenever I get the urge to exercise, I lay on the couch so it passes. Wash my mouth out with chocolate.
Oh, God. So, yeah. What's your number three, Gia?
And it goes right along with this self-deprecation.
Ah.
Oh my God, I cannot stand that. I don't know if they really feel that way or it's just something they do to try to get attention for themselves because they lack any kind of positive whatever. I don't care. If I see your ass on Twitter and it comes across my screen that you're beating yourself up, I'm going to help you. And then I'm going to love you back.
Yeah, she's going to kick your ass and then pick you up off the ground and go, see, it's going to be okay. I know this firsthand. She does this to me at least once a week. Bare minimum.
At least once.
And I'm not afraid to admit that. I'm not afraid to admit that you do it. AJ does it. Tabby does it. You do it the most. Eric does it. And y'all just kick my ass when I'm acting like I'm not good enough for something.
Like
I'm not good enough to be part of your family. Or like AJ, I'm not good enough to be her spouse. Did this with Eric today. I'm not good enough to be his friend. And all of you just go, will you just shut the fuck up? And then you come at me.
I did that the other day to you, too.
Kick my ass and go,
shut up.
Bitch, you are more than worthy to be in this family, to be our friend, to be part of our lives. You are more than worthy. And, yeah, you are really good at that. Sometimes the tear down, the hard kick to the ass is very...
We all need it sometimes.
Well, it hurts. I'm not going to lie.
Well, we all need it, and sometimes I need it, and I get it, too. And I'm going like, fuck. So this is what it's like on the other side. I hate it.
So I haven't done that to you yet.
So in other words, it gets instilled in their head. Okay, this is a pattern, and this evil little bitch, she just busted my pattern. Now I got to blink and think and do something about it. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, all right. My number three is asking for advice and then not listening. And I don't mean just once. I mean asking for advice multiple times, multiple subjects, everything. But every time that I've given advice, when I ask how things went, it was completely ignored.
Yes. My God, my son does that.
If you've got the answer, don't ask for my opinion. And here's the thing. A lot of people think I'm really kind of nice. Some people think I'm a little, but nice, passive sometimes. I'm not. I can be, and Chipmunk can attest, I can be just a cold bitch when you ask my advice, I don't usually tell you what you think you want to hear. I am going to tell you what you want to hear.
What you need to hear,
not what you want to hear, I should say.
Yeah, that's what a real friend will do. They're not always going to scratch your itchy ears and pat you on the popo and tell you you're all pretty and say, you're a hot fucking mess. They tell you what you need to hear, not what you necessarily want to hear.
Exactly. And I have the very, occasionally someone will ask for my advice and I'm very blunt, straightforward with it. Here's what I think. Here's what I do. Here's what I see. And a lot of times, I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of times that people go, okay, I just wanted to confirm what I felt. And the fact that somebody else is seeing how things the way I'm seeing them, maybe that means I'm on the right path. But if you ask me, hey, I don't know how I'm going to solve this problem, and are just on the edge of the whiny cheeseburger, but you want my advice. If I give you my advice and you don't listen, then I don't want to give you my advice anymore, because what's the point of me wasting my time talking if you're just going to do whatever the fuck you want to anyway?
This is really kind of eerie.
Yeah. Okay. Why is that? Is this your number two?
It's my number four. I mean, yeah, my number two.
You're number two. That's right.
Yeah, it's the shit.
Say, look at that. Woo! Palpatine, motherfuckers. Oh, wait. Patreon, motherfuckers. That's what you go with.
There you go. You want to read it?
Someone asks you how to do something, then tells you why you're wrong. Exactly.
I hate that.
Oh, my God.
If you knew that, why the hell did you ask me?
Yeah.
You and me. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that with you sometimes. I know that.
Me too. Me too.
And I think a lot of times, like for me, when I say, you know, we'll do this, and I go, but I can't, and here's why. I think when we go, here's why I can't do it. I know that for myself, when I say it that way, it's my way of saying, okay, I have this other issue that's going to keep me from doing the thing you suggest. Any idea how I get around this issue? 9 times out of 10, it's just, I don't know. But,
well, see, that's also a good thing too, though. If you don't know, it's better for you to just come out and say, I got no words. I have nothing. Rather than try to bullshit your way along, because that can get somebody hurt.
Yeah.
You know?
It really can.
They'll follow your bullshit, and next thing you know, their world just crashed because you said something stupid.
Yeah.
Words are powerful, and they are forever.
Yeah.
Once that bullet has left the chamber, buddy, it is, you ain't getting it back.
Nope. Nope. You can't put the tube back in the toothpaste.
Oh, my God.
I did that completely. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. Tabby and Eric, fuck off.
I tell you what, if you use that preparation H around your lips, it'll be tighter and it won't come out.
Oh, God. Only people that are in the family are going to understand why. I told those two to fuck off. I love y'all. I really do. I love y'all. I really do. Because I already know. Now here it is behind the curtain. I already know I'm going to get a phone call from both of them going, so you can't put the tube back in the toothpaste, huh? Well, I have no problem doing that. God damn it. Smart asses. I'm surrounded by smart asses. I feel like Rick Moranis in Spaceballs. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Preparation H.
That's why we got so much Preparation H. Oh, God.
That's why I like dye contrast. When I got my CT scan, I told you about that.
Yeah? Yeah.
They warn you. Y'all, they tell you about some stuff, but this is my number one. Non-full disclosure.
There you go.
Like, I shared this with Robin. I had to have my very first ever head scan. And it's where I had a hernia surgery and stuff was going wrong there. And she said, they're going to put this contrast dye in you and your body's going to feel warm. It's going to feel really good. And your bladder's going to feel full and you just know you're going to pee your pants, but you're not. I go, well, that's certainly good to know. But I never felt that. What I felt was it made my asshole hot, and I kind of liked it.
Oh, dear God. Y'all should see the text messages she sent me. Just like, I don't know how to feel, but I kind of like this. And I was like, okay. Yeah, I have no words. I have no words. So
I have that effect on her a lot, yo. Sorry.
God, you do. You do. It's weird. You know what did?
Why...
We just jumped to your number one without going to my number two.
There might be a reason for that.
Oh, is there? Oh, shit.
It is. Go your number.
So,
go and...
so
enjoy
my,
the go.
My number two.
That's some heavy shit. You want to share that with us?
Oh, no, that's no. God.
Somebody get a camera. We'll take a picture of it.
My number two is being taken for granted.
Oh, God, yes.
That is a huge pet peeve for me.
Yes.
It has happened to me.
That is an all-day topic right there.
It is an all-day topic. It has happened to me, and I'm also guilty of it, of taking people for granted. And we have to all remember one thing, whether we lean on someone for advice, support, whatever, we all are in this together. And we all got to show each other love. So that's my number two, is that one. Your number one, we just did.
We just did. And so, you did it very well.
Yeah. My number one, it's not the advice part, but it's similar. It's just not listening or paying attention.
Oh, my God. I have the same issue in this house.
I cannot do it. If you cannot pay attention to what you're doing, then what the hell? Right?
Right.
Why are you even... Don't waste my time. If you're not going to listen, if you're not going to pay attention, I have plenty of other things to do other than keep you from walking off into traffic. Okay?
Well, that really dovetailed into my number two, too.
It did. But yeah, my number one pet peeve is people not paying attention and not listening. Because you can save yourself so much trouble. So, because that's my number one, that means we have come to the end of the episode. So, Gia, sweetheart, yes. Little elf,
yes.
Thank you for playing this dumpster fire game. If anybody wants to follow you on Twitter, where do they find you?
Twitter at Gia _BeingMe.
Awesome. And if you want to follow the Transposed Podcast, you can follow Transposed at Transposed Pod, both on Facebook and Twitter. Email at transposedpod@gmail.com. I had a moment where I just blanked the fuck out.
Brain number two.
I know. It just took a big shit. If you want to follow me at Robin Allura, yes, I know. I haven't been on there much, but I'm going to try harder. And of course, as we've mentioned throughout the entire show, patreon.com / Transposed Pod. Please throw us some bread, throw us some dough, throw us some bones. Wait, no, don't do that. But please, yes. And Gia, love you to death, sweetheart. Thank you for doing the episode. And before I go, I have one more thing to say. What? Tabby. Dinosaur. We'll see you all next week.
Bye-bye, everybody.